الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Salat upon the Prophet, a paradigm of virtue. Attar's prayer. O Lord of the Prophet, whoever reads or listens to the 26-page booklet, Salat upon the Prophet, a paradigm of virtue, grant them the ability to recite Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in abundance. Forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of reciting Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, declared, Allah shall send 10 mercies upon whoever recites Salat upon me once. Shaykh Abu Abdullah Ar-Rasa rahmatullahi alayhi explains, mercy refers to bestowed gifts. In relation to the previous hadith, Allah continuously confers gifts upon a servant in this world and the hereafter. Qazi Abu Abdullah Al-Saqaqi rahmatullahi alayhi adds, a single mercy of Allah is better than the world and all it contains. What can then be said of a person upon whom Allah sends 10 mercies? How many problems and calamities shall he distance from this person, and how many blessings shall the latter attain from them? Shaykh Abu Atta'illah rahmatullahi alayhi further adds, a single mercy bestowed by Allah suffices a person for every single matter of the world and hereafter. Imagine then the state of a person upon whom Allah sends 10 mercies. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The eminent distinction of Salat. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam announced, Friday is indeed amongst the most excellent of your days. On it Adam was created, his soul was taken, the trumpet shall be blown, and annihilation shall occur. So recite abundant Salat upon me on this day, for indeed your Salat is presented to me. The companions alayhimur ridwan asked, O Messenger of Allah, how will our Salat be presented to you after you have passed away? He replied, Allah Almighty has prohibited the earth from decaying the bodies of the prophets. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Light on the bridge of Sirat. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, sending Salat upon me is light for a person upon the bridge of Sirat. Whoever recites 80 Salat upon me on Friday, Allah forgives 80 years of his sins. Reciting 1,000 Salat on Fridays. The merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever recites Salat upon me 1,000 times on Friday shall not die until he sees his place in paradise. A unique story of Salat. The saint Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi saw a young man constantly reciting Salat upon the Prophet whilst making tawaf of the Kaaba. He explains, O young man, I asked, is there a special reason why you have left reciting Tasbih and Tahleel, I Subhanallah and La ilaha illallah, and are only reciting Salat upon the Prophet? The young man asked who I was, and I mentioned my name to be Sufyan al-Thawri. He responded, if you were not from the pious servants of Allah, I would never have told you this secret. My father and I set out intending to perform Hajj. On the way, my father fell gravely ill, and despite trying everything, I could not save him from death. After dying, his face became dark. I recited, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Uncovered it. In this anxious state, my eyes became heavy and I fell asleep. In my dream, I beheld an individual whose beauty was unparalleled. His clothes were immaculate and waves of fragrance were emitting from his body. He walked gracefully towards me, lifted the cloth from my father's face and pointed towards it, whereupon my father's face began to glow. When he began to leave, I clung to his clothing and said, "Through you, Allah has saved my father's honor whilst in these foreign lands. Who are you?" He replied, "Do you not recognize me? I am he to whom Allah revealed the Quran, the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad, son of Abdullah. Even though your father was deeply sinful, he would send abundant salat upon me. When afflicted by difficulty, he called out to me for help, and I assist all who send salat upon me in abundance." The young man then said, "After this, my eyes opened suddenly, and I found my father's face glowing." Purposes and benefits. The scholar Halimi, Rahmatullahi Alayh, Demise 403 AH, writes, "One purpose of reciting salat upon the Prophet is to seek proximity to Allah by carrying out his command, whilst another is to fulfill a right the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has over us. In the same vein, Ibn Abd al-Salam rahmatullahi alayhi, Demise 660 AH, mentions, "Our sending of salat upon the Prophet is by no means a form of intercession for him. How could people like us possibly intercede for such a lofty personality? Yet Allah ordered us to recompense the favours of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam upon us. And if we cannot do that, we should make dua for him, knowing we are unable to recompense the Prophet's favours upon us. Allah then instructed us to send salat upon him." Similar words are related from Shaykh Abu Muhammad al-Marjani rahmatullahi alayh. Qazi Abu Bakr ibn al-Arabi rahmatullahi alayh, Demise 543 AH, elucidates, "He who recites salat upon the Prophet benefits from this himself, as this act guides towards good beliefs, purity of intention, expressions of love, consistent servitude, and honoring the esteemed intermediary, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." Shaykh Abu al-Mawahib rahmatullahi alayhi said, "I beheld Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a dream. You shall intercede for 100,000 people on the day of judgment," he declared to me. I then asked, "O Messenger of Allah, how did I become worthy of this?" He explained, "Because you recite salat upon me and convey its reward to me." The renowned Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi revealed, "Whoever wishes to drink from a bowl filled at the fountain of Kawthar should recite this salat: اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأولاده وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأصهاره وأنصاره وأشيائه ومحبيه وأمته وعلينا معهم أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين." Fruit of Paradise. The fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, has said, "Allah created a tree in paradise whose fruit is bigger than an apple, smaller than a pomegranate, softer than butter, sweeter than honey and more fragrant than musk. Its branches are of pearls, its trunks of gold, and leaves of gemstones. Only those who sent abundant salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam will eat the fruit of this tree. Paradise expands. Sheikh Abdul Aziz al-Dabbagh rahmatullahi alayhi said, one blessing of sending salat upon the Prophet is that when angels on the outskirts of paradise recite this, paradise itself expands. Assistance in every difficulty. Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Shibli al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi relates the following account. I once saw my deceased neighbor in a dream and asked, Ma fa'ala Allahu bika? How did Allah deal with you? He replied, I faced intense difficulties and was unable to answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir. I began thinking I perhaps did not die as Muslim. At that point, a voice explained, you are being given this punishment for speaking unnecessarily in the world. Angels of punishment then began to approach. Suddenly, a sweet-smelling person of profound beauty came between the punishment and I. He reminded me of the answers to Munkar and Nakir's questions, and I answered accordingly. Alhamdulillah, the punishment was distanced from me. May Allah have mercy on you. I turned to the person and exclaimed, who are you? He replied, I was created due to your abundant recital of salat, and I have been appointed to assist you in every difficulty. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam can appear in the grave. Subhanallah, an angel can come into the grave to assist someone through the blessings of reciting salat. If this is the case, then without doubt the leader of all creation, including angels, he upon whom salat itself is recited, the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, can also bless our graves with his presence and help us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The station of salat reciters. Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Shibli rahmatullahi alayhi once visited the great scholar of Baghdad, Sheikh Abu Bakr bin Mujahid rahmatullahi alayhi. Upon his arrival, the latter stood up, embraced him, kissed his forehead, and seated him next to himself with great decorum. Those in attendance said, you and the people of Baghdad have been saying he lost his senses. Yet why do you show him so much reverence today? The scholar replied, I did not do this without reason. Alhamdulillah, last night I beheld something amazing in my dream. I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stand, embrace Abu Bakr al-Shibli, kiss his forehead and seat him next to himself. I asked, O Messenger of Allah, why do you show this level of kindness to him? He began to explain, giving news of the unseen. He recites this verse after every salah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف الرحيم. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, there has come to you that messenger from amongst yourselves. Heavy upon him is your suffering. He immensely desires your well-being, utmost kind, merciful for the Muslims. He then recites salat upon me. Sallu ala al-habib صلى الله على محمد. Forgiveness due to writing Salat. The Tabi'i Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi alayhi explains, I had a religious brother. After his death, I saw him in my dream and asked how Allah dealt with him. Allah forgave me. He replied, I then asked what deed led to his forgiveness. He divulged, I used to write hadith. And whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was mentioned, I would write sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, intending to earn reward. By the blessings of this action, I was forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, La yaridanna al-hawda alayya aqwa mumma a'rifuhum illa bi kathrati salati alayya. Some people shall arrive at the fountain of Kawthar whom I shall not recognize except by their ample sending of salats upon me. A sign of the Ahlus Sunnah. Imam Zain al-Abidin Ali bin Hussein bin Ali radiyallahu anhum declared, Alamatu ahli sunnati kathratu salati ala rasulillah. The hallmark of Ahlus Sunnah is to profuse recital of salat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. How salat removes pain and difficulty. Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi said, I went to a public bath and fell, causing my hand to swell and feel pain. I fell asleep later that night, whilst reciting Salat upon the Prophet. And in my dream, I was honored to see the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I called out, O Messenger of Allah, and he replied, Your recital of Salat, whilst in pain, has rendered me emotional. When I awoke in the morning, I found that by virtue of his beneficence, no sign of pain and swelling remained. A revelation to Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Allah revealed to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Do you wish for me to be closer to you than your speech is to your tongue? Your thoughts are to your heart, your soul is to your body, and your sight is to your eyes. After Prophet Musa said yes, Allah then announced, Then send abundant salat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Imam Jalaluddin al-Sayuti al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi writes in his book Shar al-Sudur that during the visible life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when a person was on his deathbed, it would be said nearby, O Allah, forgive this person, child of so and so, make his grave cool and spacious, grant him peace after death, closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, take him as a friend, and elevate his soul towards the souls of the pious. Gather us with him in that abode in which well-being perpetually continues and in which sadness and fatigue are not found. Furthermore, Salat upon the Prophet would be recited until the person's soul left their body. The merits of writing Salat in a book. Shaykh Abdullah bin Salih al-Sufi rahmatullahi alayh relates of how a hadith scholar, i.e. a muhaddith, was seen in a dream and asked, How did Allah deal with you? He explained how Allah forgave him, and when asked for what reason, he began to explain, For writing salat after the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in my books. Virtue of Salat. Hafs bin Abdullah rahmatullahi alayh states, after Abu Zura rahmatullahi alayh passed away, I saw him in a dream praying with angels in the sky. I asked how he reached such a rank and he replied, I wrote 100,000 hadith by hand and recited salats for each one. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Man salla alayya salatan sallallahu alayhi biha asharan. Allah sends 10 mercies upon whoever recites salat upon me once. Seeing the deceased in a dream. A woman came to Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi and said, My young daughter has passed away and I wish to see her in a dream. Please tell me a dua I can read to fulfill my wish. The Imam did as such. And after reciting it that night, she saw her daughter in a dream. The latter was wearing a garment made from the tar of hell, her hands chained and feet shackled. The woman related this dream to the Imam the next day, and he was deeply saddened. After some time, he saw this girl in paradise with a crown on her head. She began to say, Do you recognize me? I am the daughter of the lady that told you of my previous wretched state. The Imam asked what led to her state changing so dramatically, and she explained, A pious person passed by the graveyard and recited salats upon the Prophet. Because of this, Allah removed punishment from 500 of us in our graves. Point of note. A point to bear in mind. Through just one person's recital of salat, a whole host of people were forgiven. So will an individual who recited salat upon the Prophet for 50 years not be forgiven on the day of judgment. Protection of body and soul. An intelligent person opined, the body is protected by eating less. The soul is protected by committing fewer sins, whilst faith is protected by reciting salat upon the Prophet. The warped face. A person once saw a warped and twisted face in the jungle. He asked who it was, to which the face replied, I am your evil actions. The man further inquired, Is there a way for me to rid myself of you? It responded, by reciting salat upon the Prophet. The person who did not recite salat. There was once a man who did not send salat upon the Prophet. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself then came into his dream and displayed no inclination towards him. The man asked, Are you displeased with me? Is this why you did not turn your attention towards me? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, No, I do not even recognize you. My master, how can it be you do not recognize me? The man exclaimed, Scholars of Islam say you recognize the members of your ummah more profoundly than their mothers do. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam explained, The scholars have spoken the truth, but you do not remind me of yourself by sending salat. I recognize my follower in accordance with the amount of salat he sends upon me. This moved him deeply, and he began to recite salat 100 times daily. After some time, he was blessed with a vision of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam again, who then declared, I now recognize you and I shall intercede for you. Safety from a wild animal. The masterful Shaykh Abu al-Hasan Ali al-Shadhili rahmatullahi alayhi was once in a jungle when a wild animal suddenly came before him. He became worried for his safety, and in this state of fear, he began to recite salats upon the Prophet. By the blessings of this, he was kept safe from the wild animal. In another instance, Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu once set out to visit his brother Uthman radiallahu anhu. The latter appeared elated. When asked about the reason for his joy, he mentioned, "I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream last night. He gave me a vessel filled with water. I drank to my fill and feel its coolness even now." Abdullah bin Salam asked, "How did you attain this rank?" To which Uthman replied, "By sending copious salat upon the Prophet." Reciting salat with every hadith, Abu Aruba al-Harithi rahmatullahi alayhi used to always recite salat upon the Prophet whenever someone read hadith in front of him. He would also make his recital apparent for all to see. He said, "One grace earned by reading hadith is that it allows one to recite salat upon the Prophet in great amounts in this world. Reading them also leads to the bounties of paradise in the hereafter. I would have been destroyed." Shaykh Hussein bin Ahmad Qawwaz al-Bisati rahmatullahi alayhi explains, "I prayed to Allah and asked Him to allow me to see Abu Salih al-Mu'azzin rahmatullahi alayhi in a dream. I saw him to be in excellent condition and asked, 'O Abu Salih, how are you?' He replied, 'O Abu al-Hasan, if I had not sent abundant salat upon the Prophet, I would have been destroyed. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad." Cure for every pain. Once Caliph Harun al-Rashid rahmatullahi alayhi became ill. Despite many treatments, he was not returning to good health, and 6 months passed in this state. He happened to find out Shaykh Abu Bakr al-Shibli rahmatullahi alayhi was passing by his palace, so he requested for the saint to visit him. When the saint arrived and saw the state of the caliph, he said, "Do not worry. By the mercy of Allah, you will recover today." Then he recited salat upon the Prophet and passed his hand over the caliph's body, whereupon he was immediately cured. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The story of a merchant. There was a prosperous merchant whose business was running excellently. Money was flowing in from all corners. A time then arrived when this came to an end, and his financial situation worsened severely. Business losses continued to pile up to the point his business halted, and he fell into poverty. He had taken a loan of 3,000 dinars from a friend, and a date was set for repayment. The lender asked for repayment of the loan on the appointed date, but the merchant asked to be excused, saying he did not have anything to give back. Following this, his friend raised a case with the judge, who summoned him to court. After hearing this case, he issued the merchant 1 month's respite and stressed for him to return the borrowed amount within the specified time. The merchant was in great anxiety, worrying over what he could do. Perhaps he read somewhere or heard from scholars that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam explained, "If any calamity or worry comes to someone, they should recite profuse salat upon me, as salat takes calamities and worries away and increases sustenance, I rizq." The merchant sat in a corner of a masjid and with a humble heart began reciting salat upon the Prophet. When 27 days passed, he had a dream in which someone was saying, "Do not worry, Allah is the maker and arranger of all matters. Your debt will be repaid. Go to Ali bin Isa, the minister of the ruling authority, and say to him, 'Give me 3,000 dinars to repay my debt.'" The merchant relates he was overjoyed when he awoke and his anxiety had ceased. Then the thought arose in his mind that if the minister asks for proof, he has nothing to substantiate his asking. He was lost in these thoughts for an entire day until another night arrived. This time he beheld none other than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in his dream, who also informed him to go to Ali bin Isa and mention the same thing. When he awoke, there was no limit to his happiness. The next night in his dreams, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam again, ordering the same course of action he did the previous night. The merchant humbly asked, "O Messenger of Allah, please inform me of a sign or evidence I can tell the minister about." Upon this, the generous Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "If the minister asks you for proof, say, 'You recite 5,000 salat upon the Messenger of Allah after Fajr salah before speaking to anyone. Nobody knows of this other than Allah and Kiraman Katibin, i.e. the angels who record deeds.'" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then departed. In the morning, the merchant stepped out of the masjid after Fajr. He noted the entire allotted 1 month respite had now passed, and he was due to pay his debt back. He arrived at the minister's residence and informed him of the entire account. When the merchant mentioned the words of Allah's messenger, the minister was elated. The latter went back into his residence and brought out 9,000 dinars. He counted out 3,000 and said, "These are for fulfillment of your debt." He counted out another 3,000 saying, "These are for your household expenses." He counted out the final 3,000 and handed them to the merchant saying, "These are for your business." When he was about to leave, the minister took an oath and exclaimed, "O brother, you are my brother in religion and faith. Do not break this link of brotherly love we have. Whenever you have a need for anything, come to me without hesitation. I will resolve your problem to the best of my ability." The merchant went straight to the judge's court. When both parties were summoned, he took 3,000 dinars and placed them before the judge. "Tell me," the judge quizzed, "where did you acquire such a large sum of money from when you were bankrupt?" The merchant relayed everything that had happened to a silent, listening judge. The judge finally stood up, went to his home and returned with 3,000 dinars. "The minister has earned great blessings, but I am also a servant of the prophetic court," he announced. "I hereby repay your entire debt from my own pocket." When the lender saw all of this, he said, "You have attained great mercy, and I too want my share of this." The lender then wrote down
He had forgiven the merchant's debt for the sake of Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The merchant said to the judge, "Thank you, but keep this money of yours. I have no need of it now." The judge responded, "I will never take back the money I have brought out of love for Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is yours. Take it with you." The merchant finalized, "I left stuck in severe debt, but return home with 12,000 dinars. My debt had been repaid. I had money for my household expenses and a substantial amount for carrying out business. All these blessings manifested through reciting salat upon the Prophet. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Blessings of salat. The expert hadith scholar of Delhi, Shaykh Abdul Haq rahmatullahi alayh, explains how reciting salat upon the Prophet has the following benefits. Calamities and problems are averted. The ill are cured. Fear is uprooted. Oppression is removed. Victory is achieved over enemies. Love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam grows in one's heart, and Allah becomes pleased with a person. Angels speak well of a person. The reciter's heart, soul, life, wealth and possessions are purified. Blessings are acquired and remain in four generations of the reciter's family. Salvation from the terrors of the day of judgment is obtained. The throes of death are rendered easy for a person. A person is protected from worldly causes of destruction. Poverty and lack of wealth are alleviated. Forgotten matters are remembered. When the reciter passes over the bridge of Sirat, light shall spread and he shall pass over it in the blink of an eye. An unimaginable honor for the reciter is that his name is presented to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam increases. The virtues, qualities and excellences of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam become affixed in one's heart. Thoughts and contemplations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam occur in one's mind. Reciters gain special closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A person beholds the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in their dreams. On the day of judgment, one attains the honor of shaking hands with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Angels welcome and love the reciter. They record the reciter's salat with gold pens on silver tablets and pray for his forgiveness. Angels that roam the earth present the name of the reciter and his father to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.